This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Otago Access Radio, and thanks for tuning into Science in Motion, the show where we explore the science behind how we move, think, and perform. I'm your host, Alex, and in today's episode is titled Mind Over Muscle, the Mental Edge in Sport. Athletes are often admired for their physical strength, their stamina, and the limits they push their bodies to. But beneath all that power is a different kind of strength, the strength of the mind. Today we're diving into how psychological resilience, focus, and mindset often outweigh brute force in determining success in sports. We'll look at what science says, explore real-life case studies, and break down how you can apply these mental tools to your own life. Whether you're an elite athlete or just trying to prove your performance at the gym, on the field, or even in daily life. Why mentality matters more than muscle? Let's start with a fundamental question. In high-pressure sports situations, what really determines success? Physical strength or mental toughness? A 2016 study published in the Journal of Applied Sports Psychology found that elite athletes ranked psychological skills such as focus, confidence, motivation, and emotional regulation as more important than physical attributes like strength or speed. In other words, the mind doesn't just play a role, it often defines the outcome. Take Serena Williams, for example. Her powerful serves and athleticism are undeniable, but it's her mental resilience that sets her apart. Her ability to reset emotionally after setbacks and maintain focus under the highest pressure is what many of her coaches credit as the true source of her dominance. She is a prime example of how psychology can elevate physical ability to another level. So you guys might be asking, what is the mental edge? The mental edge refers to the psychological attributes that allow athletes to perform at their best under pressure. It includes mindset, concentration, emotional control, and resilience in the face of failure. Let's break it down into key components. First is growth mindset, a term coined by psychologist Carol Dweck. It's the belief that abilities can be developed through effort and learning. Athletes with a growth mindset don't see failure as a reflection of their worth. They see it as a part of the learning process. This makes them more coachable, more persistent, and ultimately more successful. Number two is mental toughness, the ability to stay focused and composed during adversity. It's what helps athletes recover from a bad day, deal with criticism, and thrive under the spotlight. And finally, you guys would have heard the concept of flow, often described as being in the zone. This is a mental state where time seems to slow down and performance feels effortless. It's when athletes feel fully immersed in the moment. A Hungarian researcher studied this phenomenon and found it's one of the most effective mental states for peak performance. The science behind mental training. Now, let's go deeper into how these mental skills actually work inside the brain. When under pressure, the amygdala, the part of the brain that processes fear, can become overreactive, leading to anxiety and panic. This triggers the release of stress hormones like cortisol and adrenaline, which in small doses are useful, but in excess can impair coordination, timing, and decision-making. However, mental training techniques like visualization, mindfulness, and cognitive behavior strategies help regulate this response. They calm the amygdala and keep the prefrontal cortex, the logical decision-making part of the brain, in control. One particularly fascinating area of study is mental imagery. When athletes visualize themselves executing a skill skillfully, their brain activates the same neural circuits as if they were physically doing the task. A classic experiment involving basketball players showed that those who visualized free throws improved almost as much as those who practiced them physically. That means thinking about success can literally make you better. And personally, I play some social basketball and a bit of competitive basketball. And one of my coaches told me that, and I've been doing it ever since. And I feel as if it gives you much more confidence and you make more shots. It's really weird how your mind works, but it's really beautiful at the same time. Next, we're going to move into real life examples. Mind over muscle in action. Across nearly every sport, we see examples of psychological strength winning out over physical dominance. Let's consider the All Blacks, New Zealand's world-renowned rugby team. Their dominance is not just physical. They practice mindfulness, breathing routines, and a concept called red to blue, which helps players shift from reactive emotion, red, to calm focus, blue, in high-stress moments. Another powerful example is Simone Biles, one of the most decorated gymnasts in history. At the Tokyo Olympics, she withdrew from multiple events, not because of her injury, but to protect her mental health. Her decision was met with both praise and criticism, but it opened up a global conversation about the role of mental well-being in elite performance. Or look at Tom Brady, a quarterback who's not the most physically gifted in the league, but widely regarded as one of the greats of all time. His edge? Unmatched. Mental preparation, strategic intelligence, and emotional composure under pressure. So now let's look at five science-backed mental training tools that we can help you with. Let's bring it back to you. Whether you're an athlete, a coach, or someone who just wants to improve performance under pressure, here are five practical tools that are backed by research. Number one, mindfulness and meditation. Meditation trains the mind to stay present. Research from the University of Miami showed that college athletes who meditated just 12 minutes a day experienced improved focus, faster recovery, and reduced stress. Number 2. Visualization. Mentally rehearsing your performance strengthens the same neural pathways as physical practice. This is used by Olympians, NFL quarterbacks, and even musicians. Number 3. Goal setting and journaling. Setting clear, measurable goals helps keep motivation high. More importantly, journaling progress creates a psychological feedback loop that reinforces self-belief. Number 4. Positive self-talk. Replacing negative, anxious thoughts with positive affirmations can shift mindset. Studies show this increases confidence and helps with focus during competition. And the last one, number 5, sleep and recovery. Mental performance declines rapidly with poor sleep. It's not just about the physical fatigue, reaction time, concentration, and even emotional regulation suffer without rest. What can we learn from this? If there's one thing to take away from today's discussion, it's this. Muscle can win battles, but the mind wins the war. Athletes are not just training their bodies. They're training their thoughts, their responses to failure, their ability to remain present under pressure. And the science is clear. The brain is a tool that can be sharpened, shaped, and trained just like a muscle. The best part? You don't need to be born mentally tough. These are skills practiced, learned, and improved over time. So here's a question for you. Have you ever had a moment where your mentality carried you through a challenge more than your physical ability did? A match, a test, a speech, a personal goal? And think about how your mentality mattered in that crucial moment. Well, that wraps up today's episode of Science in Motion on Otago Access Radio. Thanks for joining me for Mind Over Muscle, the Mental Edge in Sport. If you found this episode helpful, share it with a teammate, coach, or friend who could use a mental boost. Remember, train your body, yes, but never underestimate the power of your mind. Until next time, I'm Alex, and this is Science in Motion. Boom!
This podcast was produced by ORFM Dunedin with support from New Zealand On Air.